Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Put my Yes, indeed. We all fall down. And if you're standing up right now, it's a matter of time. You're going to fall back down. But we need something to bring us back again, to bring us up, to bring us back, to bring us back into alignment, to have a different perspective. What is that? What do we need? You know, we forgive. What's the point? What's behind it? We're talking about journey of awakening, journey to awakening. What's your journey like? Are you feeling down there and you need help to get up? Well, you are tuned in to the right place because you started by tuning into yourself. When you tune into yourself, you receive the answers that you need. It comes in many ways. It comes through a song. The song helps you pray. Not only does it help you pray, it helps you pray twice so you can recognize who and what you are. What is that thing that we need to get back up again? What really is it? Love. Because when we trust love, we trust the process of life. We show up. We show out. We say, here I am, God. Use me. I am here to be used. I am here to be of service. Serviced, even. Service. Better. I am here to support the planet, but it's really about trusting love, trusting the essence of our being, knowing that all is doing well. We are the lesson of love.
Trust love.
The spirit.
and love will have the final word. Love will have the final word.
I know that is the truth. Love will have the final word. When you trust love, you are here to give and receive love. Sometimes some people say, well, you know, people take your love for weakness. They take your kindness for weakness. I say, you don't know what love is. Because love is what holds everything together. It is the essence of who you are. It is the essence of your being. It is what keeps you moving when things are painful, when you're struggling, when you forgot who you are. When you look in the mirror, you don't even know who's staring back at you or what's staring back at you. But the key is, the important thing is to trust love, finding it in yourself, within your community, to be supported, to say, just keep walking. That's the journey to awakening. We all have stories, and we're going to share some of it today. We all have stories of what's happening, what's not happening, how bad our life is, how great it is. We all have stories, but ultimately what it comes down to is love. It's time to make love sexy again. I'm not talking about romantic love. I'm talking about the love that joins us all together. Let's bring sexy back as love. When you have love, you're more than sexy. You are like, woo! People, you walk down the street and say, well, I want to get to know him. I want to get to know her. Wow, what's that? That person is oozing something. Ooh, their energy is so attractive. When you're at work, chaos is happening. You show up and like, hey, somehow they start to find the file they're looking for. They don't have issues with the computer anymore. You walk into their house and the kids are like, relax somehow. The kids are just, suddenly, they just become something else because you walk in that energy. It's a journey, I know. But our only reason for being is to remember, to recognize, and teach that we are love. That's it. Everything else is just side attractions. Do you feel the love? Can you just sink into yourself right now and feel the love for yourself in your heart, even if things are not going the way you want it to go? But guess what? The challenges that you're experiencing right now are supporting you on your journey to awakening. The best gift you can give yourself right now is not to judge where you are. And then you get to see life differently. Ricky Byers Beckwith, reminding us to trust love when we fall down. State of man. Say, we all fall down. I don't care who you are. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care how holy, how rich, how whatever, intelligent, smart. We all fall that down. All is well. All we need and ask for is to show up as you are. That's what God wants. Just show up as you are and let God do the rest. You ain't in control anyway. You're not in control. Take a breath and surrender it all and say, use me, O God. Let me be the channel for love. Let me be the channel for healing. Let me be the channel for your words. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to help. I don't even have the solution to the mess that my life is in. Show me. I say yes. And release it and take the next logical step. You pray and move your feet. You pray and move your feet. Don't doubt. Just pray. Once you pray, you've declared that all is well. So whatever you do next is what you're supposed to do. Yes. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. So I thank you right now for making a change by showing up. When you show up, God shows out. You are on your journey, and God says, that's all I need. You just keep walking. I got the rest. I'll do the direction. Thank you for being here. All is truly well. We started the show off with state of man. We all fall down.
We all fall down. We do. We do. Some of us on the ground right now, we're just like, I can't get up. I'm too weak. Now, if you're one of those people who feel like you're standing up, you're strong, you're grounded, maybe you need to get down there with the people that are down there. Don't try to lift them up. Don't try to drag them up and say, get up, get up. No, get down there with them and sit with them. That's trust and love. We all fall down. State of Man. To find out more about them, stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. Ricky Byers Beckwith, weletitbe.com. weletitbe.com. AgapeLive.com. SoundofAgape.com. You got it all. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I have to think about that every time. And we may be finishing the show a little bit early today, around the 1:45 area. You know, love is calling me, so I'm going to love my body up. So, but we'll see what happens. We trust the process. Let's keep going. What else do I need to tell you? Yes, indeed, my guest is in the house. He's going to share his journey to awakening as he inspires us to recognize that we are on a journey to awakening. I love the quote that I found this morning I have to share. And someone said to me, I had to laugh. I just love this world we live in. We live in a beautiful world now. And, wait a minute. We can't let that happen. The computer talking about, I need some juice. Sure, brother. Sure. Yeah, I guess my computer is a brother. No, I don't know. Yeah, yes, it's very logical. It only does what I tell it to do. It doesn't try and vision. It doesn't try and chill off. It's like, you press the wrong button, I'm going to give you the answer. So my computer says, show brother some love. Give me some juice. Oh, wow. So, yes, I posted something on Facebook today, and the comment was, I thought it was funny. And I actually love that response. And so I want to read what it was. Wow. I go, oh, this. There we go. There it is. If you didn't see it, you're going to hear it. If you see it already, you're going to hear it differently. So the quote is, and it goes perfectly with today's show. So when I saw it, I was like, great. Come on now. Come on, brother, man. Boot up. Thank you very much. We've got a show to do. The reason people awaken is because they have finally stopped agreeing to things that insult their soul. Want to read that again? The reason people awaken is because they have finally stopped agreeing to things that insult their soul. I had somebody say, respond, and they said, I've got to think about this. It sounds good, though. It sounds good, though. I've got to think about it. Don't think about it. Feel about it. Let it speak to your soul. Because if you think about it, you water it down. If you think about it, you might take your soul for granted. Let your soul, just let it go deep past your intellect. Life is good, it's getting better. Let's get this party started now. Don't start that kind of party now. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. Kimberly is in the house. She said, I want to show up and let you know my first name. I'm not going to use my initial. This is initial. Thank you, Kimberly, for being here. Silent listeners, Cheryl, welcome. Pam, Pam. Rebecca. Nuriel is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Other people are in the house. Listen, silent listeners, listening on the archive. We welcome you, and we thank you. We support you in your growth and your journey. We're going to read a little bit about a definition about what love is, because we've got it twisted sometimes. We got love twisted. Got it all twisted, man. Today, tomorrow. Okay, so yeah, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. What are you moving through? You know, what's going on in your world? Are you awake? Are you sleepwalking? How are you doing on your journey today? Are you feeling sort of like, I don't know, I'm kind of confused. I'm not where I want to be. 347-426-3346. I want you to think about this question and feel about it. What would it take for you to fully surrender to who you really are? To fully surrender to who you really are. You might as well, because the fact that you're listening to this radio show is an indicator that your soul alarm is going off.
You know, one of those, oh, you remember this alarm back in the day before we got fancy? The kind of alarm that goes up that jars you out of your bed and you want to pick up that that clock and throw it on the wall because it's just so loud? Yes. See, if we don't pay attention, it starts like, and then it gets loud. And sometimes it's got to get really loud. We a wonderful relationship ends, you know, we have a car wreck, we have family members or loved ones, they die back to back to back, and then we finally say, what? What do you want from me? Like Simon Birch. If you've never seen that movie, go check it out. The old movie, Simon Birch, little man. He knew he had a reason for being. He couldn't quite figure it out. But then he realized, I have to ask, what do you want from me, is what he asked God. What does God want for you? Are you listening? Are you paying attention? 347-426-3346 is number to call, and we'll dance together. You can also post your questions or comments on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show fan page, like page, Ask Life Coach Ade, A-D-E, fan page, like page. If you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook for whatever reason, want to keep it a secret between you and I, I can keep a secret. I really can. Just make sure you don't use your real name. But if you use your real name, you can tell us it wasn't your real name. So, okay, you get it? Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Life Conversations Radio tab, and there's another drop-down menu. Click on Ask Ade, click that, and then fill in the email, and we'll be happy to answer your question. Now, in the chat room, you can chat, you can ask questions, but it's best if you just follow the other instructions, because it makes life easy for everybody. But if you just want to post your question in the chat room, we do our best to get with it, to get there. 1 o'clock, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Stay tuned. Life Conversations Radio is expanding. Join us in the expansion. It's time for us to blow up, to put on some weight, to just blow up. Like, ooh, Dunkin' Donuts. Stop it. Anyway, the website address is pleasefund.com. pleasefund.com/pages/347. pleasefund.com/pages/347. Any donation you share with us, we greatly appreciate it. So much more that we will give something back. Check out the rewards, and we'll be happy to give back to you about giving and receiving. Tomorrow we're talking about, you know, this is the month where we focus on reclaiming our power, we're helping you reclaim your power. Sometimes we get so caught up in about me, that we forget about the others around us. We forget about our community. We forget about our loved ones. And you're not really reclaiming your power if you're not really helping others. So Chanel is going to be joining us tomorrow to share with us how she is reclaiming her power and inspiring others to tap into their power, to continue children to walk the journey of awakening. We're all in this together, and we either go up, grow up and go up together, or we grow down and go down together. Because if you're sage, spiritual people, calm down. It's okay, calm down. I know you're feeling triggered. If you're sage and others are not sage, then you're not. What does that mean? It just means it's realizing that you're already sage. You were perfect when you came through. Some people forget that. Some people listen to the other information, and they think there's something wrong with them. They need you to remind them. They need you to tell them, listen, my life is a mess as well, but we're going to make it. Don't hide your mess. Show your mess. And we all can get the message. It's time to bring on my brother. Let's go here. And what do we need to do here? I don't know. Is there anything else I need to say? Bless. Am I forgetting anything? Other than check Life Conversations Media. Well, we actually don't have updated upcoming guests yet. But check it out anyway. You can send emails. You can join the mailing list. So that once we get everything together the way we need to get it together, you will get regular updates. There's a lot more going on here. But thank you. It's so nice to have somebody out there listening. And you got it. You're on point. All right, let me bring on my brother. Let's trust love. Let's download. Let's be the giver and receiver of love.
and talk about the journey to awakening. Let me do this. My guest today is Nuriel Exelofo, or Nu, N-U for short. He's an ordained minister, a spiritual healer, and teacher, proud father of one daughter. He's also the CEO of New Experience, New Experience Productions, Incorporated, an independent film, theater, and multimedia production company. Nuriel's path is to raise the love vibration by raising the love consciousness through preaching, teaching, healing, and performing in many, many other ways. This is a man of many talents. I don't even know if he sleeps, but I know his mind is ticking along. So it's always tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, download, download. So today we're going to click the apply. We're going to click the install button in his consciousness, so we can hear what's going on in his hard drive. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my brother, my friend, myself, Nuriel Exelofo. How are you doing, my brother?
I am doing very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It makes me feel at home.
You are
Hello.
Home, my brother.
I got my shoes off, and I feel like I could go in the refrigerator and get me something to drink and fix me something to eat. You know, give me that down-home style hospitality.
That's right. Because you can't come into my home with your shoes on now. I did a show. Don't come in my house with your shoes on. You got to take your shoes off. You got to get comfortable. Don't bring that.
I know, that's right.
So you're in the house.
Yes, hello to everybody that's listening. Hello to the phone people, phone family, and the chat room family. Hello, hello. Thank you for listening in to the show. Wonderful show. Man, you had that song. Oh, my God. I was almost in tears on that song.
Which one? We All Fall Down Trust Love?
Trust Love. Trust Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
trust
yes.
Love and how it ended. The love will have the final say.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. She could have dropped the microphone after that. And that was the end of the song. It's true because I like the flow of this show so far because it so resonates with my path as a messenger of love. Love is that's my mission. That's my path to raise the love vibration and the consciousness.
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
And
this is it.
And that's my journey.
Before you tell your story, because we want to hear it, you know I've got to ask you this question. I've read about you. There's a lot that you do. But I want to ask you from your point of view, from your perspective, where you stand, where you're being right now, or you're sitting comfortably, you're taking your shoes off. Who are you? Who is Nuriel Exelofo?
You know, thank God I listened to the show yesterday.
You've been cheating, have you? It's not a trick question, though, but go ahead.
Nuriel is a creative spirit. I just love to create. I'm a creative spirit. I am a love agent. And I consider myself as a neo-Renaissance type of person, very eclectic, very distinguished, very different, very unique. I don't like status quo. I'm not status quo. I'm not traditional, conservative of sorts. I'm just me. I'm just new.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be nobody else but myself. So, and I'm not trying to be anybody else because everybody else is taken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who I am. I'm a creative spirit and a love agent.
Creative spirit and a love agent. You know, there's so much in there when you talk about a creative spirit. That's what we are, but sometimes we forget. Some of us think we're a consumer spirit. we're here to be consumed. But it's really about us creating and producing and being part of the change. Now, let's talk about your story. Let's talk about before you got to this point, before you realized that you are a creative spirit, a love agent. You started in the traditional church religion thing and the things that you learned. Tell us about that story.
Growing up, I grew up traditional Baptist, And, you know, went to church, went to Sunday school, went to all the programs in church all day. I sung on the choir. And you just went to church because your parents went to church and you had to go to church, and that was the thing to do in the family. And so initially became a thing of to do because we had to do it on Sundays, and that was just part of our culture, so to speak. And when I got into high school, things started to change for me because the church I grew up in, it was very traditional in the sense that it was that moaning and rocking the bench type of church, and it didn't appeal to me and young people. You know, you're singing these old songs that we don't know about, like these, you know, slave type of spirituals and hymnals, and I can't connect with that. I don't understand that. I don't, as you know, as a young kid, I don't know what it is to say that the Lord has brought me from a mighty long way or going on these journeys and you know, that type of thing. So something in me just wanted to go beyond. I said, this is not God to me, you know. And so I can remember in Sunday school and sitting there, and I wanted to just know God myself. There's something beyond this traditional sense of God. And so I began to read the Bible by myself. I began to pray, and I began to like to seek God on my own. And as I was doing that, my spiritual path really took off, and I began to have a real sense of connection, a real sense of relationship with God. I would sit there and talk to God, and God will answer my prayers, you know, and and I began a personal relationship because I initiated it, because I wanted it, and not something that it was forced upon or you had to do type of thing. And as I progressed in high school, I began to seek outside the Baptist way of church or religion, and I had a couple friends who were in the Pentecostal church. And I would visit their church, and that church seemed more lively because, you know, they had the instruments and, you know, and the songs were upbeat. And mm-hmm. and that appealed to me, and they had a sense of, they were happy to, you know, they were praising God. You know, they was doing the jumping and the shouting and all that, and and so they really was excited about God, that, you know, to me. And so I began to look into that, and I started to go that way. And as I was evolving in the Pentecostal part of the church, then I received my calling in the ministry, and then I had experience what they call in the church, being baptized in the Holy Ghost or speaking in tongues, and that experience. Mm-hmm. And it brought me into my gifting, into what that church would call prophetic, having a sense of awareness, my intuition, my sight, and then I operated as the prophet. You know, I could see things about people. I can get information about people, and that I didn't really understand the gift at the time. But the more I understood it and stood in the gift, the more I had. You know, adversity from leadership, and people at church was talking against me, and I was going through that type of thing where my gift was just really showing forth, and I had a pure heart for ministry, but people were attacking me, I thought, because it was shifting a spotlight away from them, so to speak, and so they would try to find ways to make me not preach or make me not minister to the people because God really showed up in my ministry, and they didn't like it, and it really showed them where they really were at. And and then it progressed, and I was doing that, and then actually my spiritual walk quantum leaped about 4 years ago when I was preaching and praying one day, and God told me, "You don't know me like you think you know me," and that shook me because I was like, "What are you talking about? I've been serving you and ministering to your people and doing all this and that. What you talking about? You know, I'm a prayer warrior. You know, I pray 3-4 hours a day. What you talking about? I'm with you all the time.
You're telling us you were arguing with God, right? Like, God don't know what God was talking about.
Yeah, I was like, cause, I talked to God real. Trust me. And I was like, I was offended. I was like, what are you talking about? And so one day I sat in the pulpit and my eyes began to open and I began to see people coming into church and they were not being served. They were not being ministered to. They would come in one way and leave the same way. And I was even more disturbed because love was not being taught. It was not being demonstrated. And you see all the ugly parts.
So when you say love, just to clarify this, because for me, what I say, when you talk about love, it's not demonstrated.
The two commandments that Jesus, if you believe in Jesus Christ, and he said these two commandments, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, I was not seeing that principle, so to speak. What were we supposed to be preaching about? What you're supposed to be teaching about, demonstrating that. Cool. People know that you are followers of me or disciples of me because of love you show amongst yourselves. And I was not seeing it, and that was disturbing me. And I was like, why are we not even preaching about it? That should be the most foundational thing we should be preaching instead of beating people upside the head and telling them they're going to hell. Mm-hmm. Or pouring out this sin, that sin, and the other thing. And that all that really came to a point, and then it just really disturbing. I was like, God, this is not what I want to do. If you call me to be a preacher, I don't want to be involved with this or perpetuate, this. And when I began to read, I began to see the Bible differently. I began to question it. And I was told, you ain't supposed to question the Bible or question God. But then, my critical thinking skills kicked in, and I was like, hold on, there's some things about this that I need to check out for myself. So I went to my pastor and I told him I need to take a hiatus from ministry. And I'm taking a break. I don't want to do this right now. I need to see God for myself and not what was taught to me or, what it was, domestication or, religious doctrine or philosophy or the dogma. I want to know God for myself, not what somebody else has preached to me or told me or taught me. And I went to San Diego, California, and I wanted a spiritual awakening, and I was serious with God. I said, well, God, since I don't know you like I think I know you, then show me who you are to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I tell you, that experience, I will never forget what I thought was going to be 6 months there. Turned into 2 years, actually, and it gave me an opportunity to be away from what I was familiar to in terms of church, and I began to study other religions and look into and research the taboo things that I was taught that, you're supposed to be Buddhist and you ain't supposed to go in these other religions because they ain't talking about Jesus and, then you don't mess with it. That's not the devil type of thing. But I began to know and research and read for myself. And the first was the Kemetics, the ancient Egyptian religion.
Let me ask you this. Just kind of fast forward, because there's some other questions I want to ask you here. So when you're in that place where you were asking for more, when you were saying, God, show me who you are, what kind of things happened that, what things that happened that acted as a catalyst for you to catch any awareness of who and what God is?
Because I began to get more frustrated. I began to get more dissatisfied about the current path, and something in me was saying, this is not God. This is not God. God is more than this. God is more than our building. God is more than getting tithes and offerings. And God is more, you know what I'm saying? It was something in me knew that there was more to God than this, what I'm currently seeing and experiencing. There was no connection. I want to be more connected. There was no, I didn't feel connected. I was connected to the mechanics. I was connected to the performance. I was connected to the politics, the protocol. But I was not connected to the source, the God. You connected to the tradition or the doctrine or philosophy, but I was not connected. I felt I was connected to God. So it was something beyond that. It was something more, and it drove me to seek. It drove me to research. It drove me to go deeper. And when God had said to me, itself that I didn't know it, then I knew that, okay, all right, then if you said it, then I really must need to change something that I'm currently doing.
So when did it happen when you caught that new idea? And when I say caught that new idea...
When I caught that idea, I began... Because it was first...
Well, what I was going to ask is, you know, that I know my personal experience of some people that I know, that at a time when we read, we start to, you know, so I think my guest yesterday was saying, wow, when she found out about Michael Bernard Beckwith, she didn't know that people thought like that. And I know when I first went to the church I go to in Atlanta, Hillside, I walked in, and they were having what I would have called back then positive thinking and the way I see the world. I'm like, wow, this is the church. People think like that. But there also comes a time where we, you know, we get it intellectually, but at a time where we get it, we really embody it, there's a dying that happens. That for most people, it happens externally. Was there a time when you just felt a dying happening where you were rebirthed into something new? And what was that like?
Well, yes, actually when I was there, I was going through what really got me, what really got it, was when at the time I eventually went to a Science of Mind church there in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of looking into it because I had friends that were into it, but I was being more open. Mm-hmm. And I remember, matter of fact, this is about four years ago around this time, actually, that I was going through a hard time. And my best friend at the time put me in a bad situation, in place where I was homeless on the street in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I out in California, never been to California, out in the middle of nowhere, and I had to fend for myself. And I remember I was in this vacant van, abandoned van, mm-hmm. and it was on a Thursday. And I was tired, I was frustrated, and I reached my breaking point, and I prayed a prayer. I said, God, and I was crying. It was so bad, I was crying out for my mother, man. And I said, God, mm-hmm. you're going to have to do something, because I'm going to take my life, because this is craziness right here. So you're going to have to come through and do something for me. And I was going to give it about 5 days. And so that Sunday when I went to the center, after the service, the senior minister came to me and said, have you ever read the Science of Mind book by Ernest Holmes? And I said, no, I was thinking about reading it, but I don't have any money to buy it to really study your philosophy and study this, what you're talking about. So 10 minutes later, he came back with the book and signed it for me, and I read that book that day. I think I read about 4 chapters of it, and my life changed right then. Mm-hmm. Because it answered every question I had, because it was in the mind. And I understood how the mind worked, and I understood that what I think about, I bring about. And then I looked at my current situation, and I took responsibility where I was at through my consciousness. And I tell you, things began to change, and that was that point right there. That was actually that point. When I understood how the mind worked, and that I was responsible for what I was creating, mm-hmm. and I went from stop blaming people to taking responsibility for my own actions and start changing the way I thought. And things changed, and I saw it. It was result-based, and I said, this is what I was looking for. So it was not about praying that something happened or waiting, that I could take some action right now and see the results. Right. And that's what got me.
Mm. So the frustration led you to the science of mind. If you understand how your mind works, if you understand how the divine mind works, you can create a different result. I got some questions for you, but before we do that, listeners, if you're just joining us, my guest is Nuriel Exoloso. He's a preacher, an ordained minister, a spiritual teacher, and a healer. The number is 347-426-3346. We are talking about Journey to Awakening. I'm sure some of you may be reminded of some of your experience. How is your experience? Are you just going through it? Are you up? Are you awake? Can you live in life? How are you giving that? Are you giving the love back to the community? We're gonna. I'm going to share something later about love from the revealing word. And what is it? It's a metaphysical dictionary.
But if you have any questions, the number is 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions by going to, Ask Life Coach at a radio show. You know what I'm trying to say. Ask Life Coach at a ADE radio show, like page, fan page. Post your questions there. Or you can go to Life Conversations, LifeConversationsMedia.com. Click on the Life Conversations button. Then the drop-down menu that says Ask Ade. Fill that information in. And we're here to support you. Or if you're just challenged right now, you need some guidance, some insight, number 347-426-3346. We welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines. Glenda's in the house. You should join us. Tamara Joy is in the house. Swiper is in the house. Peaceful, lovely lady is back. Where you been? We got to put you in the love probation. I can't do that to you. I'm just happy to have you back. That's how I roll. Number 347-426-3346. And stand by at 1 o'clock. We have Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan. And we want to know, what are times when you've given up your power? How are you reclaiming your power? Did you give away your power? Are you struggling to reclaim it? Have you reclaimed your power? What was the process? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press one on your keypad. Nouriel, so let me ask you this. You talked about, you know, the frustration led you to a place from when you were younger in church. Things didn't resonate with you, and you felt there was more. There's more to God. There's more to love. And that frustration from being homeless and everything that came with that led you to a place where you found the signs of mind book, and then you saw the light. You woke up. During that time, were there areas of your life that you reflected upon and you looked back and said, ooh, I really messed up? You know, because we're talking about reclaiming power here. And for me, reclaiming power in truth, really, reclaiming our power is going up, going back, if you will, and cleaning up the mess. Was there a time in your life where you look back as you were acquiring this new information, this new awareness, this new knowledge, insight about who you are, who and what God is? Were there experiences or relationships that you had to go back and clean up?
Oh, yes. Wow. The most memorable experience was when I was leaving California. I was on my way. I was on the last Sunday there, on my way back to come back to New York. And there was a lady from Agape, Esther Nicholson, I'll never forget it. She was the guest speaker in workshop, and she was teaching a workshop on forgiveness. And I didn't have the money for the workshop, but some kind of way the senior minister said, I bless you to go, I think you need to go. And I said, okay. And so I had plans because people was going to take me out, and I said, okay, I go. So she asked for two volunteers, and I was one of them. And she asked me, who do you need to forgive? And I said, well, I need to forgive my adopted father. And so then she started asking me questions, how did he make you feel, and blah, blah, blah. Now, mind you, 3 days later, I broke up with someone. I got out of a relationship. I didn't understand the breakup, and it was weird. So as we were going through this process, it was pointed out that I felt rejected. I felt neglected. I put trust in something that made a promise to me and didn't keep it. And so we was going down, and she said, now look through all your relationships that were like that. And then I went through these relationships with my best friend, ex-former best friend that put me in that situation, my father, and my past relationships with other people, and it had the same pattern, the same consciousness. It broke me down in front of all of those people.
What were the patterns that you identified?
Because I was dependent, because either, you know, you want to be validated.
Okay.
And so you will attract these people that were like my dad, in essence, that made a promise that he would take care of me and wasn't there for me and would, you know, talk down to me. And so I was attracting these relationships, and people were, at first, they were good and kind and we were cool.
Right.
Then all of a sudden they just change and just leave me hanging, or you know, make a promise or something and then keep it. and it put me in a crazy situation. And so because of that fear, I would be overly nice with people, or I would compromise my values to keep those people in my life because I wanted that companionship or that friendship, you know. And so I had to forgive my dad because that was the source of that, and work back through those relationships and forgive those people. And it added to my consciousness that, you know, I was responsible for that because of my consciousness, where my consciousness was at. And that changed my life. And that looked at, then I had to look at myself about my relationship with myself. And then when I looked at my relationship with myself, how I am supposed to be there for myself, but how I made promises to myself and didn't keep it, or I did not honor my core values, or didn't honor anything but myself, and then that showed up within my relationship with myself, and then things just changed, because everything goes back to you. And so because of my consciousness that changed, because of the Science of Mind book, now my relationship with myself changed into loving myself more, into honoring myself more. And therefore, as I do that, then my relationships will begin to change, and those relationships will honor me as I honor myself and love me as I love myself. And so I wouldn't depend on that through somebody else, but that comes through me and loving me and allowing me to be the dad to my child.
And, you know, that's a good point you brought up there. You brought up a very good point, because for most of us, I mean, we live in a society where, you know, it's just so many ways we can go about it. But there was a time, and some people are still doing it, where we blame our parents for all the challenges we have. But one of the things that you said that I really think is very important for us to catch is the things, the issues that we have with our parents, or we think if we say our dad was never there, our mother was never there. Or in my case, my story used to be my mother nagged me. So if people start talking, it's like, just let me do it at my own will. I have to work with it. But what happens is we end up becoming the qualities, if you will, the things about our parents that we judge. You know, as you said about not being there for yourself, not keeping promises to yourself. And it's such an interesting thing, and it takes work. And that's for me, I'm always talking about forgiveness, but really being able to, you know, we get to a point where we can let go of the judgment, recognizing, remembering, and trusting that everybody was doing the best with what
they could. That's right, that's right.
At that moment, you know, you may have felt your adopted father wasn't there for you, but going through your own forgiveness process helped you see something different. So when you did the forgiveness process, what kind of awareness, what did you see, what changed in your life, what changed in your relationship with your father?
I saw my dad differently. I can talk to him. Where I stopped calling him, or was in the attitude of, well, if he don't call me, I ain't got to call him. If he don't send me no card for my birthday, I ain't got to send him one. That attitude, and I just started to say, hey, he did the best he could, because if that was the case, maybe his dad wasn't there or available for him as he was for me. And so, and that came to me because before my grandmother passed, I had some time to spend with her on Mother's Day. And my grandmother shared her life with me, and it scared me, because growing up, I know my mom had a hard time with my grandmother. And growing up, I had a hard time with my mother. But I had to forgive my mother. And as my mother, as I came up to my mom and said, I need to forgive you, we need to, you know, patch some things up, she said, that's how I felt with your grandmother. And it just came full circle. And I said, wow, that's how my grandmother felt when she was sharing her hardship. And she was doing the best that she could in raising my aunts and uncles. And then I said, well, my mom did the best she could raising me, because she was going through a tough time being a single mother after being divorced, you know. And so the compassion there, we don't know people's story. And not only that, in regards to our parents, most of us do not realize when we chose our spiritual path in this current incarnation that we chose the parents to come through. We chose that. I chose my mom and dad, you know. I chose the situation. I chose this path, you know. And so I can't blame them. They did the best they could. I chose this way. And so it works for a purpose.
Indeed. Everything comes together. And it takes, you know, the whole today's topic is journey to awakening. And when we awake, we get to see things from a different perspective. I also talk about getting in your spiritual helicopter. Waking up is about getting up, rising up, getting in a spiritual helicopter and looking at life and seeing from a different perspective.
Right.
And it's so, so, so important. I want to
right.
take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to do Celestial Moment, and we're going to come back and talk some more. I want to ask you, because sometimes there's this illusion, there's this idea that once you're on a spiritual path, you will never struggle again, there will never be pain, you're always going to be loving, you're always going to be full of light. Not. Sometimes when you get a spiritual path, you start seeing more to be dealing with, you know. And until you shift, you're going to be dealing with the crap. So when we come back, I want to talk about the kind of things that you, even through in the process, after doing the forgiveness, things that you've learned about yourself, you know, the time when you still gave up your power and how you reclaimed that. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. And you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break. And actually, I want to play something, because something Nouriel was saying really is just so profound. And, you know, I played it before, you heard it before, but you may not have heard it before. But even if you've heard it before, I want you to hear this differently. And I'll say this. We are all here to bring healing to the past and the present. Don't ignore your past. Embrace it. How do you embrace it? See through the eyes of love. And when you recognize that you're here on assignment to heal the past so you can create a different future, you get to start freeing yourself up. You start to feel like, okay, maybe life is not so bad after all. You know, we're here for a bigger mission. And this is what I want to play. And somebody trying to guess what I'm playing. Don't be trying to guess what I'm trying to play. Just stay focused. I'm going to play, Deborah Dunson, Unbroken Chain. No, I'm not going to play Unbroken Chain. I'm going to play You Are Not Your Stuff. You Are Not Your Stuff. And when you realize you're not your stuff, after the process of awakening, you start to shed all kind of crap. And then the shift really starts happening. We're going to, after this, we're going to take a, you know, do some musical break or whatever we do, and we'll be back with Celestial Moment, and then come back to Nouriel, and we're taking your calls. Rebecca, you got to one press. You got the button press. Press one again if you don't have a question or comment, but if you do, then don't press one. So we'll come back to you. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. This is Reverend Deborah Johnson. You are not your stuff. Let
you
it go.
Are not your stuff. I want people to remember that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationship, you are not your finances, you're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God, or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you would just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
Just be willing. You don't have to know how.
You don't have to compare. You don't have to be an expert in spirituality or science of mind, religious science, you know, unity school. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a healer. You can just be yourself. Just be willing to the transformation, and you will move from where you are, where you were sleeping, to where you want to be, awake.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work. Just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it, the new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We are supporting you to be the change you want to see in your life. Whatever you're going through and growing through, we are supporting you. We're setting attention for your healing to help you remember you're not your stuff. Even though it feels painful, even though you feel confused, you don't know how. Maybe you're already transcended struggle. But every now and then, you just need a place to be refueled, rejuvenated, because you're the one that people come to. All is well, because really, what you teach, you learn. And if you want to learn something, you teach it. When you teach it, you learn it. When you learn it, it becomes a way of life. So you start to extend. If you want to know love, you teach love. If you want to know peace, you teach peace. Because you learn it as you teach it, and your life becomes an example of what love is, what peace is. It's not comments on Facebook, that's part of it, but you got to live it out. It's not saying what we need, it's you become, embody the peace, embody the truth, embody the healing. You become the healer in other people's life. That's the journey to awakening. We're all in this together, so when you look back and say, well, the problem is they're just asleep. People don't want to wake up. Well, if you spot it, you got it. No, I don't got it. I am awake. Okay, if you spot it and you don't got it, well, spot it and heal it. Because you're here for a reason. Because if you see it, there's a reason you're seeing it. And now it's time to keep the healing conversation going with Celeste Morgan for Celestial Moments. And she's here. She better be.
Yeah. Yes, I am here, and I just want to on your you spot it, you got it, then heal it. Oh,
that's right.
I can't
that's
tell
right.
you how many times that has been used to wake me up out of my slumber. Thank you, Echo, today. And hello, Brother Nuria, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Celeste?
Well, I'm having a very good time listening to the both of you today. It is very healing to have this conversation so authentically.
Oh. Go on, say it completely. Brothers talking about spirituality. I know you want to. Go ahead. I dare you say it.
It just feels so good to hear two brothers talking about spirituality.
Not right. Don't hold
because y'all don't go to church. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Brothers go to church. Brothers are spiritual. We're putting that myth to bed right now, aren't we, guys? Thank you.
That's right.
I want to say hello to the family in the chat room and on the phone lines, and thank you to everybody who's been sharing the show. We really appreciate you and how you're showing up. And with that said, I want to get right to it. I know somebody has a place to be to take care of himself today. So proud of you, Life Coach Today. I'm done now. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Tuesday, August 7th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2027. Add 2027 and the energy of the day equals 11. Double your pleasure when you tap into being the master of your own life. 11 is a master number representing illumination and a channel to the subconscious. 11 expresses in tarot as the strength card and or the justice card, depending on your tarot deck. In the black angel cards, 11 comes through as the healer who is moving through his or her pain to truth with compassion. The 11th letter of the alphabet is K, and words like kinship, kindness, and kingdom connect us to the magical power of 11. 11 also shows up as the moose in medicine cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Moose, help me to honor the gifts I can give and recognize my worthiness long as I live. The moose is a necessary energy on the planet with folks struggling with loving themselves. It is wise to listen to the moose's call, for wisdom is found in the north of the medicine well, and that's where the moose and the buffalo live. Moose medicine is a magnetic medicine akin to the grandfather warrior. The warrior has put the shields and war paint away. We find an elder still involved in purpose and on a mission to lead his people. The moose comes to remind us to give ourselves a pat on the back. We find those places within us where we can freely bellow. There is no time for false modesty. Our bellows are loud from a joyous place for all of our triumphs, regardless of our current location. Don't wait for the right time to be proud of who you are. Do it now. The moose is awake to itself, and from this place, it blesses all from a grounded self-esteem. The moose's high vibes are contagious. After all, who can really overlook the magic of being in the presence of a being who just feels good? You want to be around that. It's the type of energy that will heal the whole world when we follow suit and reclaim our power. The presence of the moose allows young and old to dream of honor when the moose shares of its good news. We are also reminded to keep better records to remember our deeds. Sure, write out the things you're working through, but don't also forget to write yourself love notes, too. It's quite a boost to the energy. We can learn a lot from the moose. Let's celebrate our accomplishments and have the space in turn to honor each and every being and animal and plant we encounter on our path. And then we can truly say, what a wonderful world. All is well. And that's the story of 11 told through our friend the moose of the medicine garden. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to take this Celestial Moment and bellow some more.
Have fun.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Ooh, life is good. There's so many ways we can learn the lessons from the animals, from numbers, from nature. And it's time for us as a humanity to stop playing small. So when we see crisis, when things are happening that we don't like, it's another wake-up call for us to show up so God can show out. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest is Nuriel Exoloso. He's an ordained minister, a spiritual healer, and teacher, sharing his story, his journey to awakening. And I trust that is awakening you and inspiring you and acting as a catalyst for you to step up and be more and bellow, because we want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear you have a story. The world is waiting for you. So say yes. So, my brother, before the break, I want to ask you this question, and then we're going to go to Rebecca because she got a question.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question. you know, you talked about 4 years ago how you discovered, found out about Science of Mind, and you start reading, and it brought healing for you. You went through a forgiveness process. You forgave friends and family members, and you had a new awareness about yourself. Now, since then, have there been times when you gave up your power, when you felt confused, and those times, how did you get yourself back into alignment? I'm just going to assume that you've had that time. Because if you told me if you didn't, I wouldn't even believe you. So anyway, so the time that you had those challenges, once you recognize who and what you are, how did you get yourself back into alignment? Were you judgmental? Like, oh, I'm just creating this. Did you beat yourself up? What were the process you used to get yourself back into alignment?
Well, it is a process. And it's first of all, I'll be honest, it's an ongoing process. Because as you grow and expand, there's going to be some things you will be taking a look at about you, honestly. Mm-hmm. So everything is going to mirror you. So as you grow and expand, your perspective changes, things are going to change, and there are going to be some challenges, and there's going to be some things that you have to take a look at within you. That's life. And I keep that in mind when I hit that place of challenge. Matter of fact, I hit one yesterday, and I had to get myself together.
Is that a nice way to say you were losing control?
Yeah, because I had, you know, sometimes you get frustrated, and sometimes you do your spiritual practice and you do your work, and you can be impatient. You know, I'm impatient at times. I can admit that. I'm an Aries, so I have energy, and I'm results driven, and so if I don't see it in the time I think it should manifest, then you know, I could be off balance or out of alignment. And it's just keeping focus. It's being real, being honest. Yes, you want to see some things, and some things you may not like or run away from or kind of like skirt to the side or try to put it on a rug or in a closet. But life is life. And I think it comes with self-love and embracing you totally, embracing all of you. I had to come to that place because there were, you know, parts of me that I was not fully embracing or fully loving or fully honoring. But it's me. And I have to express it. And so, like you said yesterday, which I loved it and reminded me that once you get in a place of depression, that means you're not expressive.
Right.
And so I keep that in mind as well. So why am I feel so frustrated? Why do I feel so mad? Why do I feel what's going on here? So you have to look within and see what the problem is, what the challenge is, what needs to be changed, what needs to be shifted, what's out of alignment. Mm-hmm. What's out of balance. And so I carry that consciousness with me as I continue this journey, because it's a journey. I'm not at the destination yet. So making sure that I'm conscious, making sure that I continue my awareness, and putting myself, being open, you know, being open to life, surrendering, you know, and you know, let that control aspect go. You know, you can't control everything. It just allow things to be. Allow
let's
it to be.
Let's talk about surrender.
Go with the flow.
Let's talk about surrender, because that's something that I think we need to keep hearing.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes people tend to believe that surrender is giving up.
Surrender.
Like, okay, I can't do it. I give it up. I don't know what to do. And for me, I feel it can be that. It can be the whole thing. And before I ask you the question, I'm catching something here, so like, just let me release it.
No
surrender
problem.
Surrender can be, I give up. I can't do this. I can't, you know, you could be mad that I can't do it anymore. In that space, we actually can open ourselves up to a new reality. Now, because we get caught up in words, and, you know, it's like God only understands English. But we've got to understand God transcends words. You know, God really, God's spirit, that divine essence, it resonates more with our intent. So I want to throw the question to you, the whole thing about surrender. What does surrender mean to you?
I'm glad you asked that question. It's funny you asked that question, because I think about 3 weeks ago, I did a YouTube video blog on surrendering. And it was a revelation when I was in meditation at Central Park here in New York City that I got a spin on surrendering. And surrendering is really actually allowing and knowing. It's a power. Surrender is a power where you are allowing things to be, knowing that it's still going to be well, it's still going to be good, it's still going to be God. That you have to know that no matter which way it goes or which way it seems, it's still going to go God.
Right.
So you're just allowing it to be God, knowing that it's going to be God. And the illustration is, if you take a drop of water, and you light that drop of water, and you allow that drop to allow itself to merge with a body, a larger body of water, you take a drop and drop it in the river or drop it in the ocean, in essence, as it surrenders to the ocean, it becomes that ocean. So it's no longer an individual unit of a small form of itself. It becomes the universal part of itself. It becomes the whole. It becomes a bigger part of itself. And so, in essence, when you surrender, you become that God. You become that part, that life part. You merge with that Godness, the goodness, the allness, whatever it is. So you merging into a larger power, something greater than if you want to be controlled and be separated from the massness or the bigness or the greatness or the expansiveness of what it is.
Yes.
And so when I got that revelation of a drop of water being dropped into the ocean, it no longer becomes separated or a drop, but it becomes that whole ocean.
Right.
So whatever that ocean is, that drop is.
Yes.
So you when we surrender into the drop of the ocean of God, then what's there to fear? What's there to fret? What's the worry
about? But you know, that's the point I want to bring up, because what your analogy reminded me of the guest we had. I think it was it last week? I think it was last. Yeah, it was, because it was the first week of the Reclaim Your Power, August. Yeah, so it was somewhere August 1st, whatever. It was last week. And she was talking about, you know, being like an ice on an ocean. And as you talk, I think of surrender as, if we imagine ourselves being an ice on the ocean, eventually that ice is going to melt into the ocean. And I get and understand that for most of us, when we're caught up in our ego consciousness, the fact that the ice is going to melt scares the you-know-what out of the ego. That the ego is like, I will cease to exist. So some of us are holding on to our personality. We understand the gift that comes with surrender, but there's something about surrendering to God. The ego is like, well, if I let go, then who am I? If I let go, because one of the ego's greatest fear is death.
Right.
The ego's greatest fear is death. So to surrender is a dying. It's a dying to the old. So if we're not cultivating a spiritual relationship, if we don't have a spiritual practice of meditating and forgiving and affirming and being grateful and recognize the good that is, you talk about God is all there is. God is all there is. So some of us are so attached to our personality and
correct.
How we're going to look. For me, even I say some of us, I have my moments. I have my moments when I know I'm supposed to let go. I'm actually at the point where I'm saying, okay, it's time to surrender. You just don't have the answer for this, Ade. You just don't have the answer. But then a part of me is like, oh, my God, if I surrender, what if it doesn't go the way I think it should? What if it doesn't go right? And those are the things we literally have to wrestle with ourselves. I mean, because I believe that we all know what to do. We all have the information. And spiritual growth and transformation is really about surrender. I don't know your thoughts about it. For me, it's about surrender. We get to a point where we realize we've been miseducated.
We get
to a point where we realize what we believe is not serving us anymore. So it's time to give it all up and just say, okay, God, okay, Spirit, okay, Universe, you, whatever. Soul, God, love, life, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. And there's a fear because
the ego wants to stay alive. No, don't give it up to God. We're going to die. We're going to die if you surrender. But we're afraid to die, but we want to be made new. And in order to be made new, we have to die. We have to die. We have to let go. We have to release and embrace the all of God, the expansiveness. It takes work. It's a journey, as you said. It's a process. But, yeah, that's the deal. Well, before we let you go, I want to ask you what you're doing now, how you are spreading the good news, how you are empowering others to reclaim their power and to walk their journey of awakening. How are you doing that?
I'm an artist, so I do that through my expressions of art as a spoken word artist, an actor, writer, producer. I sing, play piano. I do spread the message of love through that. I am in the process. I started my Blog Talk radio show, but now I'm revamping it because now I'm being exposed to more programming as I listen to other programs, such as your program and JP's program, and so it gave me a roadmap where to go. Also, I'm taking a leap of faith to now do ministry full-time. And I want to travel a bit and do some things of that nature. And also really work in my intuitive gift, start to do readings in the fall and really get people on the right path to their life journey and their love relationships with themselves and others and community. So that's where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm. So you're surrendering to the all good of God, and you're saying, "Use me, here I am." Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that last night after I had a conversation. I was like, "Lord, now you gonna come on now."
So last night you didn't want to be used.
We can talk about this use stuff later, but we got to talk about this right now. So you know how that is. But yeah, I'm good now. We good now. So, but yeah, so that's where I'm at right now, as of this moment. So I'm thankful for where I'm at right now. I'm thankful for my journey, and that's another thing. Be thankful where you are. You may not have what you want, or be where you want to be at this particular moment, but just be grateful for what you do have, where you are, and who you are at this very moment. Because it's step by step, and sometimes we want to rush to get to certain places and situations, but just enjoy where you are, be in the moment, be present.
And so it is, my brother Nuriel Exoloso, ordained minister, spiritual healer, and a teacher. And how can people find you on Facebook?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Nuriel Exoloso, all one word, N as in Nancy, U R I E L X. Zolazo.
Okay, now we are one, right? But you got to spell that slowly now, because some people can really find.
If I spell it too fast, or the archives, but I'm gonna spell it slow. Nuriel, that's N as in Nancy, U R I E L, my last name Exolazo, and that's X Z as in zebra O L. A, another Z as in zebra, O, and that's all one word. You can find me on Facebook, Nuriel Exoloso, all one word together, no space. I'm also on Twitter under New Experience, and that's N-U, not N-E-W, but N-U Experience, all one word on Twitter. And you can check out a show I used to do in California that I'm currently revamping. It's called Love Vibration. And that's a love-based consciousness variety show, like an open mic style, where artists, vocalists, rappers, spoken word artists, dancers, to express their expression and love to raise love consciousness in the community. And you can check that out under Love Vibrations Show. That's on one word, LoveVibrations, and then show, SHOW, all one word, dot Shutterfly. That's shutterfly.com. So Love Vibration Show. Shutterfly.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so now,
people,
he was not to find you, right?
Yeah, on Facebook, yes. So if you find me on Facebook, you find all the rest of the information
Facebook
on there.
To keep all the secrets. If people need to keep a secret, go on Facebook. My brother, thank you for sharing your journey.
Oh, thank you so much. It was fun. My pleasure. And Celeste, such a sweetheart. She was so nice. Very good producer. And everybody that's listening to on today, blessings and love, group hug. Thank you, phone people. Thank you, chat room people. Thank you so much for your love. And may come back to you 1,000-fold. Thank you so much. I love everybody.
Thank you, my brother. I love you too. Peace and blessings. Yes, life is good. It's getting better. Another example. Another representation of what life is about, how the brother is shining his light, living his life. And we're all here to do the same thing. I want to read something to you about awakening and their love from the dictionary of metaphysics term. What does awakening mean? Sometimes we throw words around and, you know, we kind of have an idea, but something about really having it broken down in simple terms when we can get it. We'll read that to you in a minute. The number is 347-426-3346. If you get new listeners joining us, some of you I can see, some I can't see, but for those I can see, I've mentioned you. Oh, Nikki's in the house. Nikki is banking. Let's go hang out with Nikki. Let's see what she got. Is Nikki in the den? I think she's in the den. Let me see. Is Nikki in the den? Let me see if she's in the den. Let's go hang out and do a show from her. No, she's not. She's live. Well, yeah, let's see. She wants to entertain us. Oh, yeah, she is in the den, I think. She just no more in the den. But we're going to do it with a brutal honesty and sincerity. That's what it's about. It's about stripping ourselves open and revealing ourselves. And a lot of us are going through a lot of changes right now. And it looks challenging. It looks hard. It looks like, why me? But really, we're being broken open by love to love. We're here to love, to give the love. And the things that are unlike truth are falling away. The things that are no longer serving you are falling away. And sometimes we hold on to it so dearly, and it's like, let me go. You're too high of a vibration. And you're like, no, I won't know who I am without you. And you say, no, I can't hang around. Your vibration is too high. It says, let me go. You say, no. The key is to just breathe and push. Breathe and push. Like, I know anything about that. I sure do. Breathe and push. Breathe and push. Even when you feel like you can't push, I can't do it anymore. Don't do it. Just take a breath. The universe will take care of that. But we got to die to experience a new reality. Let me read this. This is from the Revealing Word, the Dictionary of Metaphysical Terms. And for those of you who are really serious about your spiritual growth, I mean, the books that I share, I really encourage you to check it out, ebook, go online, go to the library or whatever. Sacred, yes, there's so many books that I share with you, but I won't go down the list right now. But this is a book that I strongly recommend for those of us who are serious about our conscious, who are serious about our spiritual growth. If you're serious about it, pick up the Revealing Word, Revealing Word. And it's a dictionary of metaphysical terms. So this is quite short. We're talking about awakening, spiritual awakening, and it simply means becoming conscious of the things of spirit. Of God. Spiritual awakening is becoming conscious of the things of spirit or God. That now calls for you to understand who and what God is, to have a new understanding, a new identity, a new definition of who and what God is. Because if you see God as a man in the sky, and even if you don't see God as a man in the sky, some of us don't. We've evolved past that. But we still feel and believe that God holds things back from us. That God only gives us things when we are ready? No! It's like air, fresh air, even if it's not fresh. It's there. You can hold your breath if you want, or you can just breathe in and breathe out. Air ain't tripping about what you're doing. So it's about being conscious to become a vibration alignment to what God is. You know, Facebook is a wonderful place. I'm sure you guys can relate. But sometimes,
I'm always posting 1,000 posts. Things that inspire people. But there are times where people will be triggered by something. And now I'm just like, yeah, whatever. That's how you say it. I'm not tripping. I can't disagree with you. But I remember I post something, and the post said, you can have whatever you want. And a sister friend of mine, she was like, that's the problem in America. We all think we can have everything. It's greed, greed, greed. And I said, no, this is not about greed. This is the law. You can have everything that you want. You can have it. Some of you may be saying, no, that's not true. If you just stay with me here. You're not going to go somewhere. If you're listening for the first time, then you get to know me. You can have anything you want if you're willing to become a vibrational alignment to what you say you want. Whatever it is, you just have to become a vibrational alignment. And then it comes to you. You have to become what you want. When you be it, it comes to you. What does it mean when we talk about a vibrational alignment? Think about what you want. A house, a relationship, a car, whatever it is. A new, maybe you want to change your life. Maybe you want to really live out life. You want to live life out fully. Just sit for a minute and be in that space and allow yourself to capture what it feels like to be living in a house, to be driving the car, to be in the relationship, to be out there teaching and preaching and healing or reading, whatever it is. Just really close your eyes. Whatever you're dealing with right now, let's bring it home. Whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever you're feeling that you're lacking, just think about the opposite of what you want. And just imagine that you have it. Imagine that you have it right now. Just kind of visualize yourself. Allow yourself to surrender into it and connect with what you're feeling, having that you want. So let's do an example. Let's see. I'm thinking of a house. Okay, you want a house. You want your own house. Or maybe you're being foreclosed on, but you want a solution. You still want a house. Either you let go of what they're taking from you. They're really not taking it. But anyway, that's a different conversation. But let's just stay with that. You want a house. Now think about what you want. How many rooms do you want? Do you want a garage? How big do you want the kitchen to be? Do you want a yard? Do you want somewhere where your children can play? Do you want a condo in downtown? Do you want it in the country? Just allow yourself to visualize and just allow yourself to feel what that feels like. If you really let go of your thinking ability right now and just kind of sink into you have it already, your body, you will feel different. Whatever it is, you will feel different. Being in a relationship is one thing that everybody wants. Well, not everybody, but it's a gross generalization. But I'm going to say that. Everybody wants to be in a romantic relationship. Well, some people are in a romantic relationship. They want to get the hell out of a romantic relationship. I can't do this. But anyway, if you want to get out, think about what it's like to be free, to be single, to know who you are, to be able to stand on your own 2 feet, to be able to walk around and honor yourself and not needing anybody to approve of you. If you're in a relationship and it's not going the way you want it, but you love the person, think about you sitting in front of a counselor or whatever, praying together, meditating together, taking a bath together, relaxing, drinking, whatever it is. Capture that energy. And now, once you capture that feeling, that vibration, you live in that on a daily basis. So rather than saying, I don't have, or I wish, just go back to that emotion. Just go back to that energy. Go back to that feeling. And when you capture that, you become that you want. And you will attract it. Now, you may attract a condo when you thought you wanted a house in the country. It's like, no, but see, when you become the vibrational alignment, when you become that energy of what, when you become the energy of what you want, when you can capture the feeling of what you want, there's one other thing you got to do. You've got to let go of attachment. You've got to let go of attachment because you really don't know the bigger picture. You think you do because when you do the visualization, that's just based on what you can think of. Now, you get yourself moving a bit so you can start rising up in consciousness. And when you release your attachment to what it looks like, that's when you make connection with the universal voice, with God, and say, okay, this is what I think it feels like, and it feels good. And feeling good feels good. Then you surrender and say, okay, God, I am an open vessel. Lead me, guide me to what I desire. This or something better. This or something better. And in that space, you become that you desire. Sometimes you can get so drunk in that feeling that you forgot. You will forget that you don't have what you say you want because you're experiencing it already. Now, if you say, I really want a house in the country, I really want the perfect relationship, then you got to take action. You got to take steps. So relationship, rather than go out there and say, oh, no, I'm not going to let anybody trick me, capture that emotion and just pour that on when you go out. And that energy will attract to you everything that would help you fill in more of that vibration. And if you see anything other than that, it's a reminder to say, go back within, go back to God, go back to the beginning, go back to love. So if you're in a relationship, you say, okay, I captured this feeling, it feels good, but I can't find a house, all the houses I'm finding are too high, I'm not approved for that amount, that's okay, capture the feeling and trust that it's going to manifest. So it's all about what you're willing to do. It's all about what you're willing to do. I want to talk about love, but before I talk about love, Monica's giving us some love. Monica said, let me scroll up. She's talking a lot. She's really doing a lot. Let me see. I'm not complaining about talking because I don't know if I can read all of it right now. She said, where is it? Where did it go? She said, wow, I know I saw it. But anyway, I'm going to paraphrase. She's talking to me on Facebook. She said, you and Celeste have just been on point. The show that you guys have been producing and putting out there, that's just been helping me right where I am. I am so grateful for that. I know Celeste is excited too, because really when we put the shows together, when we go after the guests, when we think of a theme for the show, the intention is to be part of the listener's healing. It's to be part of your healing so that you get to know yourself, see yourself, embrace yourself, love yourself in a whole new way. There's so much to talk about. There's so much to debate. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we embrace you. And we're talks with it, talks about righteousness. Yes, welcome to the house of love. Aloha, Jay. Welcome to the house of love. Now, let's talk about love. What is love? We all talk about it. What we need is love. You don't love me. I don't love myself. I'm working on loving myself. I know. I'm confused about love. No, love is not confusing. It is who you are. Here's a definition from the Revealing Word, a dictionary of metaphysical terms. So just, if you're doing something, stay focused now. No multitasking right now. You really got to get this. Whew. I was going to end the show in about 4 minutes, but I don't think I'm ready to let go. Now I'm feeling it. Oh, when you're doing what you love, time is irrelevant, and everything else just changes to support your desire. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. There's a lot of lost people on the phone line right now. Press 1 right now, or I'm out. But before I'm out, I want to read this to you. Here's the definition of love, coming from the love doctor, known as Life Coach Ade. I know. I can't help but be silly. It's always nice to be silly. Yes, we're coming to take some calls in a minute, but let me give you this definition of love. And it's kind of long, not that long, but enough for you to take it. Read the thing. Stop talking. Can y'all let me do my own show? Get out my head. Love, the pure essence of beings that bind together the whole human family. Love, the pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. Of all the attributes of God, love is undoubtedly the most beautiful. In divine mind, love is the power that joins and binds in divine harmony the universe and everything in it. In the divine mind, love is the power that joins and binds in divine harmony the universe and everything in it. The great harmonizing principle known to man. Man meaning man, wood, doesn't matter, like masculine,
doesn't mean that. It means humanity. Divine love is impersonal. It loves for the sake of loving. It is not concerned with what or who is loved. It's not concerned with what or who it loves, nor with a return of love. Like the sun, its joy is in the shining forth of its nature. So when you say, I don't know if they deserve my love, you don't know love. I'm just not going to hang around people who are not going to appreciate my love. You don't know love fully. Because love has no, it doesn't concern itself with what or who it loves. Here's a little bit more about love. Love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everybody. Politics and people who are starting to hate crime, love sees them, sees the good in them. The family member you can't get along with, love sees the good in them. When you have issues with your own self and you're just sick and tired of your own self or just attracting people who are pissing you off, love sees the good in you. Love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everybody. It insists that all is good, and by refusing to see anything but good, it causes that quality finally to appear uppermost in itself and in all things. Love is the great harmonizer and healer. Whoever calls on God as Holy Spirit from healing is calling on divine love. Divine love will bring your own to you. Divine love will bring your own to you, adjust all misunderstanding, and make your life and affairs healthy, happy, harmonious, and free. That's what love does. So when you're feeling challenged, just see through the eyes of love. Then you're not judging yourself. Let's go to Nikki back. She's banking some love, and she wants to sprinkle some love on us. Hello, Nikki. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you today?
Oh, I am in love with love. Can you feel it? Can you feel me being in
love
with love?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, and it is completely awesome. Just wanted to chime in and say I appreciate you, you know, for what you do and the guests that you're bringing on the show. I haven't been listening very long, but I was definitely searching for a show of, you know, of this magnitude that can really impact me and do something for me, and I am very pleased. You are, you know, sending waves all the way down here to Houston, Texas, and I absolutely love it. So thank you for being you.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you. Thank you for that love. It feels good when it comes back, you know. Oh, I feel good. Ooh, thank you. Life is good. It's getting better. It's time to release the show. I'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. If you don't tune in, you're going to miss out. But you got to tune in to yourself first. So if you miss the show live, you can check it out archived. But it's always important. I got to tell y'all this. Y'all don't hear me. Don't go a day without Life Coach again, because his medicine will keep your troubles away. Oh, Lord, help me, help me, help me for myself. I really, 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 really do love and appreciate you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, those of you listening on the archive, those of you on the phone line, those of you that are just joining us, just stepping in, welcome. As Nikki said, I haven't listened. She said she hasn't listened for a while. She just started listening. It's all good. All of you are right here at the perfect time. We have listeners who've been listening from day one, who keeps coming back. We have some who jump on and they jump off and keep doing their things, and we have new listeners. So we're grateful for everybody to show up. We're all in this together. So no matter what your brother or sister is doing, if he makes you go, right there and then, you've just given yourself an assignment. If you spot it, you got it. If you don't got it, you heal it. You spot it, you got it, or spot it and heal it. You're all here to be a healer. You are really a healer. You are the giver of love. We are, and love is not weak. It's not airy-fairy. You need more than love in a relationship. You don't know what love is if you say that. Because love will heal your relationship and you will realize that you got to honor yourself. And when you honor yourself, you can honor the other. When you honor the other, you respect their point of view. Sometimes it may trigger stuff in you that you thought, oh, makes you want to just, And you just say, help me, Lord. Lord, hold my head. you know, life is a game. You just got to know the rules. I'm not going to sing Kenny Rogers. You just know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You know, you got to know when to walk away. Because there'll be enough time to count your money when the dealing is done. There'll be enough time for you to come home and say, you know, I'm so grateful I didn't show out. I didn't cuss them out. I just decided to hold my own and recognize that their judgment, their criticism, or what's happened in my life is happening for me, not to me, that I'm not a victim, that I don't have enemies. I'm releasing the show. Yes, talks about righteousness, right thinking. Yes, indeed. Hello, my brother. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Let's see. I think I've got enough time to play this for y'all before I go. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for supporting Life Conversations Radio. And even if you're multitasking, thank you for listening while you're listening to the archive. Yes, thank you for listening right now. This is Abraham. Let's go out with that. Be love. It's the truth of who you are, you know. So just be love. And it's a journey, it's a process. Don't beat yourself up. And be true to yourself. If you're angry, recognize that you're angry and ask God for help. And allow the love to come back to you. And be loved. Allow people to love you. I tell you, allow people to pour that love on you. When Nikki was giving me that love, I'm not fronting. It felt good. Okay? So don't trip. Don't be too spiritual that you can't receive love. Well, you know, I don't need nobody to love me. I just need to love myself. Yes! But there's something about when it comes back to you. And right now, I'm going to release the show with Abraham talking about vibrational alignment. Be true to yourself. I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. This will take us to 2 o'clock because it's about 10 minutes long. But he's going to change your consciousness. And make sure you come back here tomorrow. We're talking about reclaiming the power and how you can inspire your community, empower your community. Be the giver of love. I don't want to go. I'm loving it so much. But I got to go. I got something else to do. I got to go love my body. My body needs some attention. I am truly, truly grateful for you all. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. This is
Jerry
Abraham.
Lester have navigational systems in all of their...
Come on now, Abraham. Calm down. I appreciate you. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Abraham, now is your turn. It's all over to you. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. I'm out.
Jerry and Esther have navigational systems in all of their vehicles, several different kinds now, but they all operate on the same premise that the system knows where they are, they program in their desired destination, and the system figures out the route and gives them verbal, turn-by-turn, and visual, turn-by-turn, directions of how to get there. The system never says to them, why are you there? It never says to them, no, you asked me yesterday, and you didn't listen to what I said, so I'm not telling you today. It's just a straightforward, where are you in relationship to where you want to be? And your own guidance system is a straightforward, where are you in relationship to that which you have become? We've written the book and given it the best title ever given to any book, any time, and it's called Ask and It Is Given. And the reason the title is so wonderful is because it tells you the whole book in the title. We wanted a longer title. We wanted to say, so I am source energy, and I am aware that I am a creative genius, and that I am pure positive energy. And so I express a part of my consciousness into physical form where I explore the contrast of the time-space reality. And in knowing what I don't want, I know what I do want, and I'm asking constantly for improvement. And as I ask for that improvement, the source energy part of me answers that by riding the rocket of desire and literally becoming the vibrational equivalent of that which I've asked for. And when I find a way to line up with that, then I receive it. But they said it was too long. But you get the idea of it. In other words, you are source energy in physical bodies. And when you understand that when you ask, it is not only always given, it is that the source energy part of you literally becomes the expanded version of you, an expanded version that you got to keep up with or you're not going to feel good. So often you're running around not feeling good and blaming everybody in the world for not feeling good when the only reason you don't feel good is because you became something that this thought that you're thinking right now, this word that you're speaking right now, this concentration on this whatever it is that you're doing right now has you beating a different drum, offering a different vibration. And you know from your physical experience with vibration that you cannot set your radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and hear what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. The frequencies have to match up. And you can't set your frequency on, I don't have enough money, I'm not a worthy being, I shouldn't have done that, I should do better, and match up what the source is saying about you, beating a drum, you are a worthy being, you are a magnificent being, all things are available to you, you are the center of your universe, you are the creator of your experience, you are worthy, you are good, you are love. All things are queued up to assist you. Now, we want you to understand why it is so and how it works. Since this is a vibrational universe, what that means is there is no such thing as exclusion in this vibrational universe. It's all about inclusion. It's all about attraction. And what that simply means is when you look at something and you say yes to it, you include it in your vibration. But when you look at something and you say no to it, you include it in your vibration. Saying no to something is equivalent to saying, come to me, this thing I do not want. You have a war against drugs and a war against AIDS and a war against poverty and a war against terrorism and a war against cancer and a war against. And all of those things getting bigger because your attention to any subject by law of attraction brings that to you. So law of attraction is the manager of all of these vibrations. It's like a giant magnifying glass that's laid down on everything, amplifying whatever it is that you're giving your attention to. But you have to understand, law of attraction is responding to the whole of you. Law of attraction is a universal law. Law of attraction is responding to who you really are, this eternal being who has been around longer than what you even know as time. You are eternal beings. You are magnificent, genius, God force beings. And when law of attraction responds to that which you have become, now did you hear us? To that which you have become, do you get a sense of what that is? When life tells you that you don't want to be rude, you know you don't like rudeness, you want niceness. When you don't have enough of something, you want more of it. In other words, this becoming has been honed out of life experiences, and this source energy, evolved you, is the summation of all of the wonderful things that you've lived. It's the goodness that exists. There is only a stream of well-being. You don't walk into a room and look for a dark switch. You will not find one. You don't push a button and inky, misty darkness comes in and covers up the light. There's a source of light which can be resisted, but there is no source of darkness. There is no source of badness or source of evil or source of sickness. There is only a stream of well-being which you are in alignment with or not. Some say, well, what about the babies? How would bad things happen to babies? And we say, you are vibrating long before you are speaking. You are offering vibration, and your vibration is your point of attraction. So let's get back to this. So the source energy part of you, this huge vibration, this eternal vibration, law of attraction responding to it. And law of attraction is also responding to the things that you're thinking here. And we want you to feel the bigness of this point of attraction in comparison with the less bigness of this point of attraction. In other words, you haven't been here but that long in these physical bodies. No matter how old you think you are, you're just beginning here in this vibration while this one is huge. So as law of attraction is responding to these two vibrational relationships, in other words, the vibration that is really you and the vibration of your current conversation or mental dialogue, law of attraction is responding to both of them, and if what you are thinking in your physical form is the same as what you're thinking from your broader perspective, I love my life, I am a valuable being, I'm doing good work, I deserve good things, that's how the source within you feels. But if you're thinking something different, you're causing split energy, and that split energy feels to you like negative emotion. Now, because law of attraction is responding to this powerful being that you have become, oh, the sensation of that to you is that there is this calling toward that expansion. It's like a powerful river or stream that is moving in the direction of all that you have become. And we want you to get the mental picture that as that stream is flowing in that magnificent downstream direction, it is going toward not only the expanded version of you, but everything that your life has caused you to ask for. The veritable fortune that you've amassed is there being tended for you by the broader part of you. The wellness that you want, the relationships that you want, the ideas that you want for the improvement of your planet, all of these things are being amassed in this vibrational escrow. And we want you to understand that future generations that are coming forth are coming on that stream. That's how those babies feel when they come in. They are pure positive energy. That's why they know so well their well-being. They get here, and then you treat them like you were treated when you got here. You are met by worrisome parents who then begin to tell you all of the things that could go wrong. And in time, you begin to split your energy more and more. That's why babies go right to sleep as often as they can. You're pure positive energy, and then you're born. And just by being born into this environment, there's a little gap in your energy because your mother worried about you, and now she's really worried about you. And you are feeling the vibration of that, and then you go to sleep, and you are one stream again. Then you wake up, and then you go to sleep, and you wake up, and you go to sleep, and then you begin growing up, and you begin finding more things to fuss and worry about as they point out to you all of the things that could go wrong. We've been saving this list. We knew you were coming, and so we've made a list of everything that could go wrong. This is a very comprehensive list. It's not just the things that went wrong in our life. We've gathered up things that could go wrong in anyone's life. There are thousands of people that have contributed to this list, and everything that could possibly go wrong, we want to teach you about it so it doesn't go wrong. And as this little infant, you say to them vibrationally, you can't talk yet, but this is a universe that is about inclusion only. You can't tell me all of these things that I do not want without me taking some of it into my vibration. And sure enough, you begin to separate a little more. When you meditate, it closes your gap, because when you quiet your mind, you stop thought. And when you stop thought, you stop resistance. And when you stop resistance, you come into vibrational alignment with the whole of who you are. There's such power in that. But we want you to understand, you can't run around in meditation all day, every day. You're thinking thoughts all day, every day, and you want to begin training your thoughts into the direction of that which you really are. You want to be the being that you are. You want to see this world through the eyes of your total self, through the eyes of the expanded being that you are, you see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.